Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
Just wondering, what is your honest assessment of the squad?
I've told you what I think of the squad of players. I think the squad of players, for the six games I've been in charge, I think they've given everything they possibly can. And I'll say that we need to improve it. And, you know, I think the board of directors will make money available for me. I think they've recognised that we have to improve certain areas and bring a bit of quality in. And that's got to be done. But you can't criticise the boys for what they've done over the past six games. In respect to Nick Chadwick, I think sometimes, and this is everybody's got to understand and recognise, you know, Nick's come down from North. It's the first time he's moved. He's come down to a new club. I know he's been here a little bit longer than what I have, but sometimes some people take a little bit longer to settle. And we've got to be a little bit patient, a little bit more settled, and give people maybe a little bit more time than what we perceive to be right. And I think Nick, if there's anything that I can say in his favour, is that he's an honest kid. And every day's training that he puts in, he puts 110% in.
Glenn Price had our next question.
I was just wondering what you think is more important, to gain the respect of the playing staff or gain the respect of the fans?
Cool, that's well, I'll say this. If you don't get respect of the players, you ain't going to be in a job long. So that's important. And if you don't get the players playing for you and you don't win games, then the supporters ain't going to like you anyway. So, you know, the
an hour in the company of Tony Pulis. Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
How important, in your opinion, is phase two for Plymouth Argyle to kick on and become competitive in the Championship?
I think the development of the football club over the past four years has been absolutely fantastic. To build two-thirds of a brand new stadium and to get the club promoted twice is a fantastic success. And I know that the board of directors are working tirelessly to get this second phase in place. Because it's vital for the football club, because it will generate income. And if you can generate more income, and as long as Paul passes some of it over to the manager to invest in the team, then you'll end up getting a better team.
Welcome to Plymouth, Tony.
Thank you.
There's been an upturn in our form and fortunes of late. I'm just wondering when you think we might be turning 1 point into three. I reckon it'll be Millwall.
Well, I hope so. I, like I said before, I think it's been an initial good start, and I think the players have given everything they possibly can. And, they're playing at maximum. And we've got to understand and recognise as a football club that, you know, if they're playing at maximum and we're drawing some games and not winning games that we should be winning, then we need to add to the squad. And, that's being, perfectly honest and blunt and straight. We need players in the team who are going to score goals. And we need to turn those draws into victories if we're going to stay up this year. And that's an important part of the development of the football club.
Our next question comes from Trevor Higgins.
Evening, Tony.
Trevor.
How do you deal with negative people at Home Park during match days, especially where you're stood?
I've got to say, Trevor, and I really mean this, and I think this is a message that I think you'll be hearing from me a lot this season. If we can get 16, 17,000 in that ground and they can support their team like they did against Sheffield Wednesday, we'll be fine this year. We will be fine, because the support that day was fantastic. You'll always have people who will criticise the football team. You'll always have people who've got different opinions. What I would say is that, if it's constructive criticism, smashing, but if it's abuse, then, that's not nice at all. But again, it happens.
Meet the Manager, exclusively on Plymouth Sound.
Evening. My question was, when you get to May in 2006 and you look back over the season, what would you consider a successful season for Argyle?
I think that will be determined by what we can, how fortunate we are in the wheeling and dealing over the next couple of months. I think if we can bring the players that we're looking at behind the scenes, if we can get a little bit lucky with one or two of the players that we're looking to bring in, then I don't see any reason why, we shouldn't push on.
Plymouth Sound.
If you, in your office tomorrow, had a fairy godmother arrive and the fairy godmother asked you, how much money do you want to take Plymouth Argyle into the Premiership, what would your reply be?
It's a question that I've been asked before, and I think what's relevant about the question is, what's the best for Plymouth Argyle Football Club? Where are we at this present moment? What we can afford and where we can go. And I think the most important thing is that you build a football club that's going to last, and it's going to last for a long time. And, you know, the no disrespect to myself, managers come and go, but supporters stay there for life. And you supporters have been there for life. I hope that this football club is built on solid foundations and will push on. I really do mean this, that they will push on and become a top championship club / Premier League club. And if you can get in the Premiership and you can get that 1 year's money and you do it properly, then you can build again and really stabilise yourself as a top championship Premier League club. What amazes me is that sometimes that, you know, people should actually stand up and say, this is where we're going, this is where we are at this present moment, this is what we're trying to achieve, and this is where we eventually want to get. But it's going to take a little bit of time. And if we as a group and as a town and as a club can recognise that and push on together, then you've got a fantastic chance. There's no reason why this football club, if given the opportunity and the chance, can, you know, not achieve what Cheltenham have achieved.